This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Talmadge, T-L-M-A-D-G-E, birth name Lynn, L-Y-N-N, date of birth November 22nd, 1982, date of evaluation August 6th, 2024, the referring physician, Native American Health Service. The chief complaint, 41-year-old female seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient is a 41-year-old female who is noted to have a history of sinus problems. She was found to have septal deviations, which now requires surgery. The patient is seen preoperatively, period. The patient reports having a myocardial infarction 6 years earlier, period. This occurred after her diabetes ran out of control. She stated that she had been lethargic and short of breath, at which time she went to the emergency room, period. She was then found to have an acute myocardial infarction. Period. She then underwent stent of the mid-RCAA with a Science XIENCE 2.76 by 20 millimeter stent. Period. She was taken off all antiplatelets in 2019. Period. She has since been stable. She has had no chest pain or shortness of breath. The past medical history includes one. Diabetes, next number hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number depression, next number weight gain. The past surgical history, as noted, includes that of the left heart catheterization and stenting. Medications. Lexapro 20 milligrams one daily, metformin 500 milligrams one BID, Admelog 30 units TID, Basaglar 45 units daily, Ozempic 0.5 milligrams weekly. Allergies, ACE inhibitor / lisinopril. Family history, mother had diabetes and hypertension. Social history, patient report occasional marijuana and rare alcohol use, but otherwise unremarkable. Review of systems, psychiatric, she has nervousness, depression, and is under psychiatric care, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 162/86, pulse 110, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 276.4 pounds. In general, she is in no acute distress. However, she is noted to be diaphoretic, period. She states that she has low blood sugar at the time of this evaluation, resulting in diaphoresis, period. The blood pressure 162/86, pulse 110, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 276.4 pounds. The abdomen is noted to be obese. Skin reveals multiple tattoos, otherwise unremarkable. The sinuses / nasal passages are not examined, period. Examination is otherwise unremarkable. Data review. The EKG demonstrates a sinus tachycardia at a rate of 104 beats per minute, period. There is incomplete right bundle branch block, period. There is evidence of an old inferior wall myocardial infarction. She was referred for an echocardiogram. Echocardiogram revealed sinus rhythm. Left ventricular size is normal. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 68%, period. Diastolic filling pattern is normal, period. Aortic valve reveals no AI or AS, period. Mitral valve is unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 41-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity, who is now scheduled for sinus surgery, period. She is noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, and she is further noted to be tachycardic, period. The patient is thought to require additional treatment. I have started her on Salvadoran for blood pressure control and tachycardia. She has also been started on Lipitor, period. I have restarted enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Patient is otherwise thought to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same time, Dr. Rowington Ferguson.